The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And we appreciate your coming back and joining us for this, at least segment, depending on your reaction. 844-769-2944 is the number here on the Power Hour for those of you who have a telephone that want more information about this. I'm always interested in it, and I hope people are watching us on video. I know a lot of them are, because we do have a video link on our website. And I've got Steve Wahlberg with me on video, and he's wide awake, it looks like. All dapper and wide awake. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, hello, Dave. Thanks. I just woke up, actually. It's a couple hours earlier for me in North Idaho, but yes, I am.
Northern Idaho. Now, is it chilly up there?
Yes, we're surrounded by snow. We're in Priest River, Idaho, and it's the dead of winter, and my garden
is covered
with snow, but I'm still growing things, which we'll talk about.
Oh, yeah, I love the idea, see, because this is the thing. People are like, well, I can't plant my garden. They go, yes, you can, indoors. And they go like, yeah, really? How's that happen? And so that's what we're going to be talking about. SproutingWithSteve.com is the website, and Steve has a video course out there that lists at $97. But we have a promo code for our listeners, The Power Hour. All you have to do is put that in there. It's a promo code to use at checkout, and you get 50% off. What a deal. Such a deal. I got to tell you these things. So, you know, here's the thing. We want you to learn how to grow. This is a unique online video course called Sprouting with Steve. It's a video course that teaches people how to grow super healthy sprouts and microgreens. And my notes in the show notes here, there we're also including an article that I talked about in our first hour when I was shamelessly plugging you, Steve, is the fact you can grow sprouts for your chickens, for your flock in the wintertime. Now, you got to keep them warm, but you also got to keep them fed. And see, the thing is that I use cracked corn because I'm being told by some of the very knowledgeable chicken folk out there that the cracked corn gets in their gullet and it makes them work harder to digest the corn and they stay warmer as a result of it and continue to lay in cold weather. But now we have this new article out here that sprouts are a popular additive for chickens because they're easy to digest. Now, we get to Sprouting with Steve to find out how easy they are to grow, because that's a big thing. First off, I'm a novice at this whole thing, and the idea of, you know, sticking my face in a bed of sprouts and gnawing on them, I mean, I like alfalfa sprouts, don't get me wrong, I put them on sandwiches, but you can actually eat these things plain, and you can juice them too, can't you?
Yes, you can, and yes, sprouts they're great for chickens, they're great for any animal, and they're especially good for us. And yes, they are very easy to grow. And my course explains exactly how to do that.
Now, I just, you know, what really blows me away, and I've written about 8 books. You've written 40 plus books, and you're an executive producer of numerous TV series. You've been a guest on over 500 radio and TV programs, and you've been featured on 3 History Channel documentaries. You know, including Secrets of the Seven Seals, Strange Rituals, Apocalypse, Armageddon, Battle Plan. And, I mean, you've spoken by special invitation inside the Pentagon and the U.S. Senate. Why on earth would you go there and talk to them? They want to know how to survive the apocalypse? Well, I'm not making light of this. They've got underground bunkers and tunnels, and I don't know how they're going to grow sprouts unless they've got hydroponic labs underground, which I suspect they built with our tax dollars.
Yeah, well, let me clarify. Not all of my 500-plus interviews have been on how to grow sprouts. This is just one of the hats that I wear, my health hat, my sprouting hat. I also have a finance course that I teach, we're getting ready to launch. But my main responsibility is I work for a ministry called White Horse Media, and our focus is the Book of Revelation and global events, big issues like that. So when I was invited to the Pentagon, it was to give my views on prophecy. It wasn't to teach them how to grow microgreens. So just to clarify that, but I've done
No, I'm glad you did, Steve. I mean, it's like I can see all these Pentagon officials. All right, Steve, tell us about how is it going to end? How's it all coming down? And I flip to 13:18 of Revelation and read about 666, and it's, that's the magic number. How do we fit into the equation? We have the World Economic Forum. We have a new term. It's called the Schwab Kebab. You will eat the bugs, and you will be happy.
Yeah, and I don't know if you probably watched Al Gore give quite a speech recently about, you know, all the climate change issues. And we have videos on that topic. So I'm all across the board. I deal with lots of topics. But one of the big ones that I'm very concerned about is people's health, you know, because if you lose your health, you've lost everything. I mean, you can have everything going for you. But if you get terminal cancer or, you know, some major disease, it's very possible that you're done. And so you can't, you know, do anything good with your life. You can't help people. You can't, you know, help your loved ones if you go down early. And so obviously, you know, there's no guarantee in this world. None of us are, you know, guaranteed to live for 200 years. But there's a lot of things that we can do to help ourselves to live longer, to cut our suffering. I'm 63 years old, and I'm very thankful that I can still jog. I swim. I don't have any pain in my body. I'm healthy. I've got my wife. I've got two children, an 18-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl, and I want to be around as long as I can. And one of the things that I have learned is that it's very simple to grow sprouts and microgreens in your home, in your kitchen, even in your bathroom, and to flood your body with micronutrients that are good for your brain, for all of your organs, for your immune system, for your outlook. And it just helps. And it's fun. It's easy to do. It's not hard. And I've learned how to do this, and I've been doing this for over 40 years.
And you taught your kids. You taught your kids, right, how to grow sprouts?
Help? Yeah, they're not actually interested in growing them, but they're interested in eating them, especially sunflower. When I grow a big tray of sunflower greens and I bring them home from, I have an office that's right next to my house. So I grow them in the kitchen at the office. And when I bring them a big tray of sunflower greens over to the house, I mean, these kids, sometimes they'll just pick them right out of the tray. Or I'll cut them for them, and I'll put a little salt, little nutritional yeast on there, and I'll put them in a bowl, and they just gobble them down. So my kids like, and they love, and so does my wife, these sunflower greens. And there's lots of things that you can grow that are easy to grow that taste good in salads and wraps and sandwiches. And so it's a big part of my life. I've gotten into a habit of doing this. Just like exercising, I grow sprouts, and I want to teach people how to do it because it's so valuable and it's so easy and it's so nutritious. And people, you know, we need all the help that we can get these days.
Well, and the thing is, folks, you have an opportunity to ask questions. Okay? That's what this is about. We're outside of the $97 video that you can get 50% off of just by using the Power Hour as your checkout code. And see, the thing is, you can call up right now, 844-769-2944, and ask questions for free. Toll-free number. I know everybody likes free stuff. Now, here's the thing. Steve, you've been doing this for a long time. Because, see, a lot of people, we don't have, you see, my thumbs are not green. Yours aren't either. But you still, how many hours a day do you spend doing this?
Yeah, well, let me give you an example. I've got a little a jar here. It's a little mason jar with a sprouting lid. And if you can see this is full of sprouts. There's a mung here, and there are peas and garbanzos and azuki beans. And I started these just a few days ago. And what I did was I put the seeds in the jar, which took about probably 5 seconds. And then I filled it up with water before I went to bed, which took about another 5 seconds. And then I just let it sit. And then in the morning, I poured out the water, which took about another 5 seconds. And then I just set it on a counter. And then for the next 3 or 4 days, I would rinse them twice a day. I put it under the sink, rinse, put the water in, pour it out. So you give them a bath one time, you soak them once, then you give them a shower twice a day. That's the way I see it. And so it's been about 4 days, and look at this. Here's a whole jar full of sprouts that is ready for me to take the lid off and pour them into my salad. And it literally took me probably about 2 minutes total time to grow these in the last 4 days. So anybody can do this. They just don't know what to do. I have a lot of people talking to me and say, you know, I'd love to grow sprouts, but I don't have a green thumb. I don't know what to do. I'll probably kill them. What do I do? And so it's just a matter of learning the simple techniques. And once you get it, you got it, and you can do it.
All right. Now, we have to have something to start with. That's the thing, you know, because always you get these people going, well, let's see. Now, I go to the grocery store, and I buy some of these onions. They have the little roots growing on the end, and I cut them off, and I use the onion in my salad or my dishes. I cook with it, but I'm still stuck with the left of the stub of the onion with all of these things, and I just plant that in the ground and water it a little bit. Maybe something will come up. I mean, it's not that simple.
Well, it's a little bit more complex when you're talking about planting an onion. But yeah. When we're talking about, you know, you can go to the market, and most groceries markets, they'll have a bag of lentils that you can buy for a buck or two. So and this method that I'm showing you, the jar method, works very, very well with just lentils that you buy at the market. So if you take the lentils, put them in your jar, fill it up with water, soak them overnight. In the morning, pour out the water and rinse them twice a day. In 3 or 4 days, you'll have a big jar of lentils. And that's a lot easier than working with the onions.
No doubt. Well, see, and the thing is it's just not – it's lentils. I like alfalfa sprouts. There are bean sprouts. Are they any different? Because, I mean, bean sprouts, you notice that they're kind of like white and they're kind of meaty and thick, and they're good in salads too. But, I mean, is there a different – type of a thing that you do? Because I mean, I've seen people, they have like trays and they put all this stuff in trays and the stuff is coming up and it looks like there's like a little patch of peat or dirt or something in that bucket. And we sometimes get them at the farmer's market and they only last for like, you know, 2 or 3 days before they start wilting and getting yucky. So I'm just kind of curious as to, you know, you really have to, this is a daily regimen, a daily routine that you get into when you do the sprouting. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And just like if people have a garden, they know that there's many different kinds of seeds and you know, treat different seeds and different plants differently. And it's the same thing with sprouting. There's a whole host of seeds. And in my course, I teach people how to grow alfalfa, broccoli, clover, mung, lentils, peas, sunflower. And here I've got, here's a tray of purple Rambo radish.
Wow.
I love purple Rambo radish. It's very easy to
do. I do too. I like radish, the radish sprouts. Those are good.
In this particular tray, there's no dirt. If I were to lift this up, there's no dirt under here. This is just hydroponic. Now, here's another tray that I have. I started this a few days ago, so it's not quite ready. But this is wheatgrass, and I juice the wheatgrass. And this,
of course.
This tray does have, you probably can't really see this, but there is, I put a layer of dirt. So wheatgrass does better with dirt. It's not hard to do once you learn how to do it. Purple Rambo radish, I find you don't need any dirt. You can do it hydroponically in a tray, this green tray. And then there's also other seeds that I grow in the jars. And so in my course, I give people lots of options. I teach the jar method, the hydroponic method, where sometimes I do use the pads, micromats they're called. And other times I use soil like for buckwheat and sunflower and wheatgrass. So, but it's not hard to do it. It takes a little more time when you're using soil, you know, because you have to do a few more things. But it's not hard. The jars is the simplest method. The tray method with a little bit of dirt that you buy at Home Depot or Walmart, it's a little more involved, but it's not difficult. And it's just a matter of teaching people what to do. And then you can pick and choose your method depending upon how much time you have and what you want to do. And you can experiment. And there's lots of options.
So the thing is, a lot of people are real, I would say, I like to use the term gun shy, but a lot of people don't trust Home Depot. And they don't know where that soil comes from. Our soils have been depleted of nutrients. The wheatgrass that you were growing there intrigues me. Do you just like trim that off every so often and just it continues to grow? And how do you get started with wheatgrass? I mean, Is there wheat seed? I mean, what, you got to plant something in there to get wheatgrass to grow in the dirt. So where do you get your wheat from to start that process?
That's a question. Back to the market issue, or the Lowe's or the Home Depot or the Walmart. When I go there to buy soil, I always buy organic potting soil. So it's good soil. And in my course, I teach people where to get all their seeds, all their supplies. I send them to one place in Utah. It's a great company. They ship quick. Their prices are great, and so you can get whatever you want. Now, as far as growing wheatgrass, I've learned that wheatgrass, you can grow them hydroponically, but they grow better with soil. So this is a 10 by 10. It's a regular tray you can buy at any nursery. And what I do is I put about an inch worth of potting soil, organic potting soil. I sprinkle it in there. I pat it down. And then I take my hard red winter wheat seeds and I sprinkle them on there. So there's a good layer, you know, not on top of each other, but it's a good layer covering the dirt. And then I take a little spray bottle, or I stick it under my sink with a little sprayer from the nozzle, and I give it a good soak, just one soak. I don't pre-soak the seeds. I just, you know, put in the dirt, put on the wheat seeds, and give it a good soak. Then I cover it, and 24 hours later, I take the lid off. And then I give it another soak, and I cover it. And then 24 hours later, I take the lid off and give it another soak. And this is probably 3 or 4 days, what you see right here. So and once they start getting big enough, you take the lid off and you put it on a counter so that you get ambient light through the window, and they green right up. And so I would say this tray still has about another week or so. And if I just keep watering it once a day, these greens are going to go right up until we get a nice big batch of beautiful wheatgrass. And then what I do is I take a scissors and I just cut them right off. I have a special wheatgrass juicer, and I juice it. I mix my juice with normally grape juice, Welch's grape juice or apple juice, because wheatgrass is pretty strong. And you make it a little more palatable, and then down the hatch. And I'm flooding my body with chlorophyll, which is one of the most powerful nutrients that you can put in your body, powerful substances. And so that's how I grow it. Now, with wheatgrass, when I cut it, I don't regrow it. I get one harvest of wheatgrass. Now, if I do peas, you can grow peas beautifully, same method I just explained to you. And peas, you can cut them, and you can get another beautiful crop. Now, sunflowers, they don't regrow. Buckwheat, they don't regrow. But peas, you can. So it depends upon the seed. Now, with purple rambo radish, with these, when I'm ready to eat these in a few days when they get a little bit bigger, I'm just going to pick it right out, and it's going to go right in my salad because there's no dirt in here, and I'm watering it every day. So it's just like you're, you know, washing your vegetables. And I don't regrow that. It just goes right into my body, and it helps my body to grow healthy.
And so the remnants of the wheatgrass, for example, you can take that and just, you know, what's left of the trimmings or whatnot, and pitch that in the chicken coop, and the chickens love it?
Exactly. I don't have chickens, but I do have a compost bin. So what's left of the wheatgrass, that's right. It goes right into the compost bin. And because we're in the winter, you know, I don't go out to my garden, but I have a bucket in my woodshed where I use the wood to heat our house. And when I'm done with the wheatgrass, I'll cut it off. I'll take the bottom and stick it in the compost bin. And then when the snow melts and I go back into my garden, it's going to go right on top of my raised beds or on my fruit trees, you know, around them and the soil. And I try to make use of every little bit that I can, because this
No, that's great.
It's good organic matter. And you're just, like I said, you're just flooding your body with micronutrients and all kinds of nutrition that some of these things we don't even know all that's in these plants. And sure. These days, with all the diseases, the sickness, the cancer, you know, people struggling with, you know, different viruses, whatever, the more health you can, the more nutrition you can put in your body, your immune system is much stronger and able to handle whatever comes your way. And so that's why I do it. And it's a great habit.
Okay. Well, callers are starting here. Kevin in Ohio, you are on the phone with Steve Wahlberg. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been sprouting for close to 20 years. And a long time ago, I got rid of the quart jars and I got me a 2-gallon jar, 2 1-gallon jars. And I'll grow a mix until it's up and ready, and then I start the other jar. And then while I'm using, I get out of a gallon jar, I get this great big mat, you know, of good sprouts, and then I just rotate them. But I have trouble growing large seeds. I just about just do radishes and broccoli and things like that, mixtures, but no success with big seeds. Can you help me out?
Yeah, and I do the same thing that you're doing as far as my jars. This is just a 1-quart jar, but I have a 2-quart jar. And of course, the bigger the jar, the more seeds you're going to get. So I do the same, or the more sprouts you're going to get. I do the same thing. Now, when it comes to the bigger seeds, it depends upon the seed. Now, like one particular big seed is garbanzo beans. And if you get a good batch of garbanzo beans, you can grow them in the jar, or there's little trays that you can buy, white trays that have holes in the bottom, and you just soak the garbanzos, and then you rinse them twice a day, and they'll grow very well. With bigger seeds like sunflower, you have to have the right method. I think maybe that's where you're not connecting, and it's not working for you. With sunflowers, of course, you have to get good seeds. And so I use my tray method. I put an inch or two of dirt, inch and a half of dirt at the bottom of a tray. I sprinkle the sunflower, black oil sunflower seeds on the top, and it's a big seed with the shell on it. And then I give it a good rinse, and then I cover it, and then take the cover off every 24 hours and continue to rinse it. And actually upstairs right now, and I don't want to, I can't go get them right now, but I've got a tray of sunflower that are growing beautifully. I've got a tray of buckwheat that's growing beautifully. These are bigger seeds. With the bigger seeds, I think I find that using soil or organic potting soil, you know, that this works better than hydroponically. So maybe that's why you're not having much trouble with the bigger seeds, is because you're trying to grow them in a jar. And maybe you need to advance to the tray method. And in my course, Sprouting with Steve, I go into all the details. I show people how to do it. They watch the videos. They see them grow. They see the whole method. And then my motto is, you can do it too. And so, hopefully that helps. And maybe if you have a specific seed you want to ask me about, you know, I'd be happy to give you my take on that.
So, you gave me a good leads here, and I'll make use of them. Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. And always a good supporter of the Power Hour, and we appreciate that. And so, I mean, they take a genuine interest here, Steve, obviously because of the fact that it's all about, you know, what we're facing here in America, and that is high prices and just crazy, crazy at the grocery stores. You can't go in there, you know, even for two people and get away with spending less than $100 at the grocery store, you know, just for a week's supply of food. I mean, the groceries are just getting crazy depending on what you need. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to become more self-sufficient and less reliant on the government, less reliant on the grocery chains, less reliant on the supply chain. Will in Michigan, go ahead.
Good morning. Kudos. And thanks for the information. This is actually what should be taught in elementary school.
I agree.
And for a rural person, this is really interesting, because grandma grew sweet potatoes in a mason jar in the windowsill and had illustrious vines and flowers growing in her house. So it's pretty common. But my question is to eschatology, and it's for the guest. May I?
Go ahead.
If you're going to live to be 300 years old, and the Bible says at that time there'll be people that cry out for the rocks to fall on them, what words do you have to say to get the rocks to fall on you? If you're that smart, answer that.
Yeah, well, that quote is from Revelation chapter 6. I know it very well. And they call for the rocks to fall on them because it's the big day. God has come. It's the end of the world, and they're not ready. And so they're overwhelmed by the majesty of the Lord, and they're not ready, and they have no hope at that point. So they'd rather go into the caves and the holes and have the rocks cover them than stand before their maker. Now, for me personally, you know, I'm looking forward to that day. I'm not planning on calling for the rocks. I'm going to be saying, you know, hallelujah, here I am. I'm ready to get out of here. And so, you know, that's what I think about Revelation. And of course, you can ask me any other question. Like I said, that's really my field. You know, sprouting is sort of a side thing
I'm
that
looking
I
at it. I'm looking at it right here, Steve. I've got it highlighted right here in the good book.
The last few verses of Revelation chapter 6, it talks about the heaven departing as a scroll. When it's rolled together, every mountain and island disappears, and then the kings of the earth and all the rich men, etc., they're calling for the mountains and the rocks to fall on them. And so I don't know if that answers your question, Will, but what was that?
Forgive me. Hasn't the church been raptured, or I don't like to use that word, but for conversation, before that day?
Yeah, and that's
so the ones that are truly serving God are actually gone? The ones that are left are calling?
Yeah, that's a whole other issue. But personally, you know, I'm familiar with the pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib debate. Are we going to get out of here at the middle of at the beginning of the tribulation, in the middle of the tribulation, or at the end of the tribulation? Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 13, he said, "He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved." And he said, "The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." If you look back at the days of Noah, Noah was there during the flood, but he was protected in the ark. And I believe God's people are going to be here all the way to the end, but we're going to be protected just like Noah was in the ark. And so I'm not afraid of those times, but I have a whole other book on that topic called End Time Delusions, which you can find on Amazon. It's very popular, and it deals with such topics as the rapture, the Antichrist, the tribulation, Israel, all those issues. But you know, that maybe we ought to do a separate program, Dave, on answering
Bible. I'm making notes of all of this, Steve. I've got Matthew 24, 27 through 38 written down next to verse 12, where he talks about the beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. All of that stuff is highlighted because I spent 3 years in the ministry just researching this stuff. And, you know, the thing is that was always our question. It's like, look, it very clearly says in Thessalonians, we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. The signals are all there. And I keep telling people, you're going to hear the trump. You're going to see the archangel. It's all going to happen. It's all right there in the book. And I know we all want it to happen now because we're sick and tired of living in this garbage of what we call, you know, earth. But the thing is that the God says to be patient and to work with your hands, study, to be quiet, work with your hands that which is pleasing unto the Lord. He's just telling you, look, just be patient and have the faith.
That's right. And we need to occupy till he comes. You know, we need to do our business down here, do the best we can, help spread the good news, be a good example, be a loving example, try to improve our health and all that. You know, back to the verse you mentioned, I guess, is that the music we need to take a break?
That's when we take a break. We'll come back with Steve Wahlberg. Stay with us. Now we got everybody's interest piqued here because we want to know. Steve, I'm glad you brought that thing up about the rapture because so much arguendo going on about that. We'll bring this discussion back into focus after these words here at the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends. And you are, my friends.
Power to the people.
Let me welcome you
power
into the pool.
To the people.
Yeah, we got
to
do that.
Power
yes, you got to love that. Power to the people. That's right. All right. Hey, the Power Hour is back. That's why. Knowledge is power. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's Hosea 4:6 for those of you out there opening the scriptures. We were, before we left on break, Steve Olberg is here with us. SproutingWithSteve.com is the video course. I'm curious, how long is the course? Is it a lot of different videos?
Yes, it's all videos, and I haven't actually counted all the segments, but it's probably about maybe 8 hours total. You can go at your own pace, and some of those videos are only like 10 minutes or 15 minutes, depending upon how far we are in the growing process. The course is divided into three sections. The first section is called Simple Sprouting, where I teach people how to use jars and how to grow lentils and peas and mung in jars, or alfalfa, broccoli, clover. And then the second section is on growing microgreens. So you grow them bigger and you green them up, and it's microgreens hydroponically without any dirt. And then the third section is growing microgreens with soil. And so I demonstrate all of these different segments so people can see them, and they just watch them at their leisure. There's no time frame as far as how long they have access to the course. Once they join, they can watch them at any time for the rest of their life. It's very simple, self-explanatory. They watch me do it, and I'm a believer.
There you go. Well, we know that. For the Pentagon to call you and ask you about the apocalypse, and I'm like, look, okay, we, and this is the thing, this is the dilemma we all face. You know, right now we're trying to live in the here and now. We're not trying to live in the future. We're not trying to figure out what it is and see people spend. This is the one thing about the book. The one thing I learned in my ministry is that everything that God says in the Bible, and I'm holding it up right now, and I have it open to the book of Revelation, all right? Understand everything that he says, where he says it, why he says it, how he says it, and to whom he says it. Is there parts of this book are there for your learning? Other parts of the book are there for your application. There are certain things that people are stressing out about that don't need to be stressing. One of those is all these people that want to get out there and make fools of themselves trying to predict when the end of the world is going to happen. And they just, you know, it just casts a shadow on religion. And I know there's people out there going, oh, Dave, you're attacking religion again. See, religion is man's interpretation of things, of what God wants. Not God's interpretation, it's man's interpretation. Spiritual is your faith and your continual walking in love with the Lord, and your mission down here, like what I see Steve doing and talking about, is learning to bless other people's lives. And you do that through actions. It's the Greek word pistis. They use it in the good book all the time. We studied this, and you know, God is no respecter of persons, so we're all equal in this game. If you choose to believe, that's the whole thing. Steve just said he believes. Dave in New York, do you believe?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I caught you off guard, didn't I?
Yeah. No, I'm glad Steve's on because he's really got my attention. But Dave gets mad at me because I try.
Oh, come on! I don't get mad at you, Dave.
I know. But I just. but at any rate, with it. You know, with the timing on the Lord's return and all, we're all going to go into another season. But actually, on my billheads, when I was in business, I had Matthew 24 all. In other words, the whole chapter of Matthew 24. So I agree 100% with that and this pre-trib, you know, all that other controversy. That's wasting time, spinning wheels. But Mystery Babylon, now that, to me, is the United States. And I see so much garbage now on TV. They even have, they're not even holding back anymore. They have sex phone calls, you know, phone sex on TV, advertising for phone sex, you know, let alone everything else. And people saying, well, we've got to raise our children different. You know, time is running thin, as far as I believe. But do you believe that Mystery Babylon is the United States, Steve?
Yeah, a great question, Dave. And I actually have a book right here that I've written called The Bloody Woman and the Seven-Headed Beast. And it's all about Revelation chapter 17 and Mystery Babylon. So this is a whole topic. I've done all kinds of interviews on this. And I'll give you this kind of the short answer. When you look at Revelation 17 and you look at this woman, which is called, she's a harlot, she's a prostitute. Her name is Mystery Babylon. She sits on seven hills. She's decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. She's a persecuting woman who's drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And my position, when you look at all those details, is the same as the Reformation Protestant position, which used to be dominant for 400 years, and it pointed its finger on the woman, the church, that has been persecuting God's people for a long time. Look at the history of the Dark Ages, and sits upon the city of Seven Hills, and I think, you know, you can put the dots together. I do think that America has a place in prophecy, for sure. I have a whole study on that, but that's different from the woman that's in Revelation 17. That woman is a false church, and it says, come out of her, my people. So God has his own people inside that woman. And if you're interested in my take on this, you know, more, like I said, we have the Bloody Woman and the Seven-Headed Beast. You can find it on whitehorsemedia.com. I think you can probably also get it on Amazon. And these are big subjects.
One thing that bothered me a lot, and I called, you know, Dave's heard me mention this before, but the Prime Minister Witch of New Zealand had a young boy in there who had Down syndrome. And, she, you know, I heard her saying all this stuff. You know, she was telling him, you're a useless eater. What are you doing wasting the resources here? and the boy starts crying, you know. And
well, but the thing is, goes, Dave,
why don't you hang yourself? I'll show you how.
Look at Dave. She's resigning February 7th. Her popularity tanked to 27%. In the polls. The thing is, she can't say stupid stuff like that to people and expect them to all agree with her. I mean, it's just not going to happen. The woman's a tyrant. I don't think she's the harlot, but I agree. She's a tyrant.
I wonder what happened to the little boy. That's what I'm, because he's there. I'm sorry. You know, he's crying.
Yeah.
He may not even be alive right now, Dave.
I understand that.
There's another. They're going to, any child that has any type of, autism or anything, the state's going to take over and determine whether, you know, they're going to be their caregiver or their killer, if you will, possibly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really think we're coming under judgment, and I'm not going to give up on that. I just think that, you know, when I said that God's judging this country, and it's going to start with California, and you remember me saying that, because when having children shipped off to have their sexes changed and everything else without parental consent, I said, that's it. I said, God's going to make a move now. And, you know, and I'm not trying to brag. It's lowercase I. I just see these things. And
Dave, I understand your compassion. I understand your compassion for this. I really do. We have to have hope. I mean, that is it. We cannot give up hope. No matter what happens, we just got to keep praying and stay in the faith. Bible says pray without ceasing in Ephesians. I mean, that the whole New Testament, which is everything after, you know, when the book of Acts starts, the new church. Everything there is for our application, and as long as we stick to that, aside from Revelation talks a lot about the end times. So many people get focused on just one thing and not all the rest of it, where the application is necessary in order to sustain yourself, because that's what God wants you to do. Like in Ephesians, again, when Paul's writing to the church at Ephesus, he's telling people to put on the whole armor of God. That means spiritual, to get ready to do battle, and we have to be persevering about it. We've got to be strong. We cannot, you know, kowtow to these emotions and these evildoers in the world. You know they're there. You know what they're doing. And it's something God gave you those powers in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. He talks all about speaking in tongues, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles, and healings. There are 9 manifestations of the Spirit. People want to, like I said before, they want to pull 1 Corinthians 13 out, called the love chapter. If they put 12 through 14 together, they'll see the entire 9 manifestations that we can walk in on this earth. And everybody should be speaking in tongues. I do it to myself inside my head all the time, especially before I go on the show every day, that we're saying the right thing. My mission in life every single day I pray for is to bless other people's lives, to have the ability to do that, Dave. And that's what we all should be doing.
I find it humorous that, just to see, you know, I'm not in despair in that respect, but to see all the great men of the earth, with there's like 300 underground cities, I only know where a couple of them are, where these men are hiding under their rocks, where there are great tunnels, and they can have bullet trains get from New York to California in 20 minutes or some nonsense. You know, here they've got their plan all ahead, where they're building their little, you know, how they're going to carry on, supposedly. It's
with our tax
like
dollars,
that. I jackhammered on the top of mountains and saw seashells, okay? Seriously. So, you know, the turbulence of that can happen at any given time and wreck their little plan and their tunnels, you know, I find that rather humorous myself, you know, because they're such idiots and self-centered maniacs. But, hey, thank you for your time, and thank you, Steve. I probably will try to get a hold of your stuff there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad
to do it. We appreciate that. Thanks, Dave, in New York. We appreciate that. Wow. I mean, this gets deep, you know, when you're starting to talk about stuff. And again, people, it's what you're focusing on. It's like we had this conversation yesterday about allodial title, about titles in allodium. You think you can go back? There's a group out there that thinks we should not be paying property taxes. This is our land. We should be able to hold it in freehold in allodium. Those days are over, folks. You're wasting your time trying to take it back to its original root. You're going to spend like researching and studying Revelation. There are people out there that have committed their life's work to doing it, and the rest of us just sit back and go, man, I'm confused. And we don't want you to be like that, because God is not the author of confusion, okay? Satan is. Brady in Las Vegas, you're on the horn. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to bring something up, because we always go back to the timetable of man when they said, well, about 12,000 years ago, that's the first time man came to North America. And yet again, when I've sent in different things that I found out in the field, different points and early man points, they came back almost 120,000 years ago. And your last guest talked about finding seashells and coral and all different marine animal fossils and our state fossil. Here's the ichthyosaur, which in Vegas is kind of odd. It's a shark. The ichthyosaur is a shark. And I've found several of them vertebrae here in Las Vegas. Whenever you take in something like that to the colleges, they don't even want to acknowledge it. Or if you find any evidence of the ancient giants that once lived, that predated the Indians by thousands of years. So the early Indians that they always say was predated us, that's a pile of hoo-ha. Even the Indians knew that the giants were there before them. The giants derived from God, who were the Nephilim, the fallen angels. And after the flood, some of them Nephilim lived. And that's what we find these days when you find fossils, and they've actually have giants today in the Solomon Islands. So it's kind of a weird thing. I call Vegas Babylon. You know, today's Babylon is Las Vegas, because when you go look around and all the stuff that I found, well, I can explain later what I found. I found evidence of the graves. I know where the ancient graves are. And there are five of them right now. And when I put the tape measure on, they're over 12 feet long. I've never dug them up. I know exactly where they are. But if you found something like that and donate it to the Smithsonian, a month later, automatically those all those skeletons disappear. They used to have over 200 giant skeletons. So when we talk about the Bible and stuff, it always starts with a couple thousand years back. But really, we got to go way back into the early, the Dead Sea Scroll era, the Book of Enoch, to really find out what man was about. Because what we're given, just like they say the earth is round and spinning, is a bunch of pile of hoo-ha. The earth is flat and stationary.
Okay. Well, Steve, I know, I don't know where you want to go with that, but I can see this look on your face.
Yeah, let me go just somewhere with that. I certainly believe in the Bible. I believe in the global flood. I think the reason why there's fossils, preserved fossils on the top of mountains, is because at one point this earth was underwater, just like the Bible says. So I believe in the scripture. I have two books here. One's called Sprout Power, that deals with the health topic. I also have Approaching Armageddon, which deals with these bigger world issues. And it says, discover hope beyond Earth's final battle. So I believe in hope. Like you said, Dave, I believe that we need to live in this present world. Paul talks about things present, things to come. So we need to make sure that our things to come is ready, because we have a relationship with God. And then things present, we have to deal with things in this world. We have to be healthy. We need hope. And I believe the Bible will point us in the right direction in all these things.
Yeah, we appreciate that, because that's exactly the kind of spiritual inspiration we need this morning. Folks, you know, you can always get off on a tangent. You know, it's great when you do, because you discover new things and new issues. But like I said, you know, we're always an open platform here to an extent. But, you know, wow, you're out there. yeah, you're out there. And so Watchdog on the Porch. Go ahead.
All right. I'll throw my two cents in here. First of all, the controversy of this Earth age is between God and Satan. And man's just here to make up his mind which way you're going to go, either with Satan or with God. And the rock's falling on the people in the end. That's the ones who are worshiping the Antichrist, thinking that it's Christ. And when they see Christ coming, they know it's not. They know they've been worshiping the wrong one. And so they're wishing for the rocks to fall. I'm not wishing to die, because they're embarrassed. That's all that is.
Okay.
But, the controversy between God and Satan. God is going to kill Satan at the end of the millennium. But the tribulation period is what they call the time of the Gentiles. That's what we're getting ready to go through. And the time of the Gentiles is the appearance of the Antichrist and the false prophet, who is Satan, Lucifer, the devil, Abaddon, Apollyon, whatever you want to call him. That's what we're waiting for. And the prophecy we're waiting for now is Daniel 11:20. The raiser of taxes dies, and in his stead rises the vile one. The vile one is the Antichrist, is Satan, and with the help of the small people, who are the Kenites. And if you go back to Genesis 3:15, because you have done this, God said to Satan, I will put enmity between your seed and a woman's seed. His seed, which is Satan, is in Genesis 4. Adam is the woman's seed, and their genealogy is in Genesis 5. Genesis 6 is about the fallen angels that impregnated women on this earth, which caused the flood. The flood was 5 months, the same period as the tribulation period is going to be. God shortened the time in all the Gospels. That shortened time is 9-9 or 9-10 in Revelation. 5 months, the time of the Gentiles, the time of the locusts, the tribulation period, time of Jacob's trouble. It's all the same thing. The hour of temptation, it's all the same thing.
Right. So, you've spent a lot of time. Yeah, you've spent a lot of time taking a run at that. Steve, what's your take on all of this? Is it right on? Is it close? Is it good or what?
There's a lot of issues that he brought up. There's so many issues. We'd have to look at each one of them and study the Bible. You know, that's what I do in our ministry. Like I said, most of my interviews deal with prophetic topics like Armageddon or the beast or the Antichrist or 666 or the woman or the tribulation or the 7 years. I deal with all these different issues. Is there going to be 7 years or isn't there? And what my policy is to go into the Bible and build a case when it comes to one issue or another. And so that's what I do. And, you know, I don't know how to really get into all those issues that he brought up right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 3 minutes left. Bob in Missouri, you're on the phone. I don't have a whole lot of time. So what's going on?
I just got a few tidbits here. Number one, when Christ comes back, he ain't going to leave anything for 7 years. He comes back. If you read in the Bible, he comes back and he takes over. Not 7 years or anything else. Mark McDonald came up with that stuff, and a couple of the Bible authors picked it up. So that's a big lie. The reason they did that is because if you go back when, in the very beginning, people were not working, you know, when Jesus went on, because they figured Jesus was coming back very soon. You see, Paul talking about if they don't work, let them starve, okay, because they wouldn't do anything. The people who study this stuff, the Antichrist is going on way back in the beginning. There's no big boogeyman that's coming up here. The Antichrist today studies the Bible, not like a lot of people, and they see that people waiting for Jesus to come back will do nothing, but they can take over you, okay? That's the whole point behind McDowell. She had some vision. That's going to be the whole premise behind your stupidity and waiting for Jesus to come back? No. When he comes back, he's going to take over, and everything's going to be gone that he doesn't like. Hiding on the rock is because Jesus is going to be here. You know, interpretation is that one guy seeing his son. No, it's all a big lie, and we should be fighting for Jesus. He said to go and take over the earth, and that's what the Christians should be doing instead of sitting back waiting for Jesus to come back.
There you go. We got to have hope here, too, but we got to also be out there to bless other people's lives. We believe that. Thanks for your input there, Bob. Darlene in Indiana. Man, here I thought we were talking about sprouts, and look what we sprouted, a conversation in Revelation. Oh, my God. Darlene, you got a minute. Go for it, hon.
Does he use any mineral dust on his sprouts before he sprouts them, like azomite? Because I do that with my wheat, because Rome marched on wheat, oats, and rye, sprouting it, and I'm sure they raped and pillaged and stole things also. But that makes a pretty tough warrior.
Yeah, great question, Darlene. I'm familiar with azomite. I do use it when I grow things hydroponically. When you grow things without dirt, I sprinkle a little azomite on there because it gives more minerals to the plants as they're sucking up the water. And so definitely I go into all that in Sprouting with Steve.
There you go.
All right. Well, yeah, I do it. And also I do my garden is a cover crop for my chickens. And I planted wheat, and then if I do get a heavy snow, I just go shovel some off, and the chickens can go out there and eat the wheat just directly.
I love it. Free range. Gotta love that. It's great, Darlene. Thank you so much. We're just coming up to the close of the show here. SproutingWithSteve.com. If you put in checkout, The Power Hour, you're going to get half off of the $97 price, and you got 8 hours of training and all questions answered on anything about sprouting. That's what we've been talking about. I know we got off on Revelation there for a while. There is going to be an apostasy, and those who basically have lost the faith are going to quit believing. Can't help that. Steve, thanks so much for being on the show. You got all those other great books too. SproutingWithSteve.com. And what's the other name of the white publishing? What is it?
Yeah, WhiteHorseMedia.com.
WhiteHorseMedia.com is the other one if you want to look up the rest of his books. And we appreciate your coming on the show today. We'll have you back again soon, of course.
Yeah,
take care, everybody. We are going to be back on Monday like we always are here. I'm not dead. I'm still here, folks, no matter what you hear. All we can say is God bless you and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it? Keep up the faith. We'll see you Monday.
God, He's Yahweh. Great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.